All right, who'd you taunt?
I was very well behaved. Not you. You have the divided family right in the wheelhouse. You know, my divided family is spread out a little more.
Right.
But
right.
My 11-year-old niece is My 11-year-old granddaughter has been turned into a little Trumper.
Oh,
by her daddy.
Really?
Yeah, her daddy's a hardcore Trumper.
I always liked your dad.
Yeah. And so after the election got called, I texted her and said, your guy Trump got beat. Mm-hmm. And then I did one of those emojis with a stick in my tongue out at her, right? 2 minutes later, yes, he did, because Biden cheated.
So there's no hope. See what I'm saying?
Then I tweeted her back and said, oh, that hurts. And I was crying. And she tweeted back you might not like it, but he did. So anyway, so then yesterday.
We got no shot.
Yesterday I was killing time, so I texted her again. I said, I'll give you $20 if you announce you're a Democrat. You know?
Yeah.
And she tweeted back. She texted back. Make it 30 and I'll do it. And she is, in other words, she is a Republican.
Right.
Good negotiator.
Make it 30. She's the only one I taunted, though. So, but she's.
It sounds like it was okay received. Have you taunted anybody else? You might not have received
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't know that you can necessarily say that, Pat.
No,
because
on Twitter
you
don't count.
Okay.
Twitter don't count. I've been pretty bad on Twitter. That's true. Let's face it. I'm glad I wasn't standing near some place where I could have fallen down and injured myself when I did see the press conference in front of the gardening, in front of the
Four Seasons landscaping.
And by the way, if you look it up, they got every rating they got on Yelp is like one. These guys are the worst people in the history of
That's
mankind.
Research, if you're looking for it.
Everybody's ripping them.
Could that have been more symbolic?
Somebody said that. It was unbelievable.
Isn't that
Rudy.
Something?
And what I love is that later on, there was somebody reported that Lewandowski and, who was there with Rudy? Lewandowski and somebody else said, that was where they planned to have it. Don just made the mistake when he tweeted out that it was going to be at the Four Seasons Hotel.
B.S.
Okay, boys.
Yeah.
You plan to have it out on a dusty place next to a sex toy shop.
Yeah. Did he say, what was the quote? Did he say lawn and order?
Lawn and order. That one, the Veep, that it was right out of Veep, man. It was, which, by the way, it kind of ran its course, Veep. But did you watch it much?
No.
This is what it was. It was this, you know, she was the vice president,
right.
Surrounded by these morons who kept screwing everything up. You know, that was the joke.
She is a fantastic actress.
Oh, God, she did it.
The gal from Seinfeld. Why can't you think of her?
And she had a behind-the-scenes foul-mouthed, completely hated everybody in her own party and the other party, had nothing but awful things as world leaders. She had nothing but awful things to say about everybody. It's pretty funny. It is pretty funny. But somebody said that they tweeted out, this is why we had to stop doing the show. Reality is funnier than our show.
Right. But, that's why The Onion is in danger of imploding, because everything they think of is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
So you got two football victories.
Wow.
Gophers and the Vikings.
I have problems with both of those.
What?
Okay.
My main problem is with today's Star Tribune story on how Phil inspired the boys. Mm-hmm. Did you see this?
I didn't read it.
Yep.
He read them a child's book about, and the title's Everybody Poops.
Yep, Everybody Poops.
Yeah. I did see this.
And everybody, you know, has their bad moments. I mean,
sure.
And this was a chance to reveal, and that's it.
Everybody poops.
He and I have done. We're done. It's
okay.
It's
official.
Not even funny anymore.
He can do nothing good anymore.
It's official.
I don't care if he wins the national championship. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
So okay. A
Phil, he says
Phil.
Yeah.
And B, the other one, I actually told Jed about this today. Adrian Peterson. And was here with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and Dalvin Cook for the four straight game was a monster, right?
He is amazing.
And he's terrific. And Adrian is like trying to crowd into the photo that he is somehow a mentor from mm-hmm. this guy. He left before this guy got here.
That's right.
That's like, that would be like Bill Brown taking credit for Adrian when he was running for 2000. He's trying to crowd into the photo. You're 35 years old, you kicked away all your money so that you're now on the bench playing for $1 million for the Detroit Lions, and you're trying to, and Dalvin being a nice guy, Adrian, he's a role model for me. Yeah. I hope the hell he's not.
I hope not, yeah.
I hope you're putting your money in the bank instead of wherever. Did he rent? What did he rent?
A llama. Wasn't it a llama?
It an elephant, right?
It was an elephant.
That's one hell of a birthday party.
That is. Come on in on an elephant.
I'm going to get me an elephant.
Can you get me an elephant?
I'll get you an elephant.
As your bank account is going in the toilet, you still spend, you're an adult person and you spend $500,000 or something on your birthday party. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, that's
what's wrong with people?
What is wrong with people, Pat?
I don't know. Huh? I don't know. But Adrian,
they're horny. People are horny.
People are horny. Yeah. I think I said that once.
Yeah.
What? Nothing. I'm talking to Rook. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, has the man checked in?
He did. I just monitored it.
Too many obscenities?
Yeah, it's not airworthy.
Who? Oh, really?
Well, he had a concession speech over the weekend.
Oh, God. Oh.
Our guy, J.L. Colvin, who does the president's voice, he had a concession speech over the weekend. It's very funny.
That included some...
Usually he doesn't do that.
No, usually, you're right, because I think he's smart.
Click on the link.
And he's smart in that he knows he's going to get played on shows like ours radio shows if he happens to keep his act clean.
Speech?
Yep.
Well, you're not supposed to. What are you showing him?
Right. Explain what's going on, Rookie.
This is just a good joke, right?
Yeah.
So who sent it to you?
So I got that sent by my good buddy, Matt. And so knowing that he sent that to me now, knowing we were doing the show, it's a story that is...
Do I hit the link?
It's a false story.
It's going to take you right to the story.
So then you click on the link. And
that's
it's
the story.
And it's... And that's our old buddy Barry.
Barry.
Yeah. That's a lot of Barry. That's a lot of Barry.
Oh, God.
Well, Steve and Paul are about to receive this.
You know, that
one
is my hope
here.
For America with all the vitriol.
More Barry?
No. No, Barry's a little frightening. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
But that's my hope for America. With all the vitriol, there's a lot of humor flying around, too, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of great humor. There's a lot of great humor flying
around. Well, Rook and I have always established that, regardless of the topic the mayor happens to be diving into, we'll sit in the other room and, try to pay attention. But, humor is usually what gets us through those times. So... That was the best prank we pulled on you, by the way, when you were down in Fort Myers. And
when Rook said,
hey, somebody called the hotline. His name is Barry. He said he used to work with you. He was trying to get your number.
You did a story on him in high school. And then he said, Pat was like, I don't remember a Barry yet.
Well, no, Pat's, we're getting off air, Pat, remember? Yeah. Rook, stop. I don't know a bleeping Barry. Yeah. Well, here, let me send you his contact number.
And then we waited for it. We hear the ping or ding, and then three seconds later.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. You actually walk around with this on your phone?
No, I didn't. He just sent it to me.
I just sent it to him.
I did. The original one was the poor. We were at a wedding, and he said,
"Look at my new shoes."
Yeah, he said my friend got a pair of Chuck Taylors, but I told him they're not authentic. He said, "Here, what do you think?" So I look at it.
Is there any way you can tell listeners what you're talking about?
It's a very large swimsuit area.
Yeah,
someone has a very large swimsuit area, and in the picture are a pair of Chuck Taylors.
It's the size of South Carolina.
It looks like it's holding up the table. Yes,
it is the. Level of humor that we try to exercise around here, right?
Yes. And then
fourth grade or something.
So there's another one that was sent out where it's a watch and it's a guy that's looking at his watch and that's all he has on. And I sent this to my friend Thomas over at the airport.
This is terrible.
And I said, Thomas, I got a new watch for my birthday. You want to see it? Here's a picture of it. So I get a text back. Matt, what the F are you sending me? And why do you have your, you know, why are you showing me this? And then his wife, Dontel, said, that is not Matt. I can, how do you know it's not Matt? What do you know about me? She said, he's playing a joke on you. It was just, God. The shock value is hilarious.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that,
yes, sir.
I one of the leftover Sid stories was Ira Burkow sent me this.
Oh, yeah?
I hadn't seen Ira, you know, Ira had those 2 years where Sid did not have a lot of appreciation for him.
Right.
But Sid, as you well know, always is in a rush to be the first to ask a question, mm-hmm. but not know what question he really wants to ask. You know, he always was. And he would ask the guy the same question, you know, and every once in a while, like last year I heard Sano say, Sid, you never, that's the only question you ask me, you know, stop asking me the same question, you know, after a while.
Yeah.
But he was telling me that, you know, when Zoilo, Ira was here in 64 and 5, I think. So Zoilo, 63 and 4 maybe. Zoilo was still trying to get his wife out of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
So every time Sid interviewed Zoilo, he'd start off with, did you get your wife out of Cuba? How's it going with your wife? Finally, one day, Zoilo looks at him suspiciously and says, Sid, why are you always asking about my wife? But he, you know, it broke about my wife. Sid, why are you, you know? Zoilo all of a sudden thinks that Sid's trying to meet her when she gets off the plane and put some moves on her. So, Sid, why are you trying to?
Was Ira from here?
No, God, no. He's a New Yorker, I believe. Philly guy, maybe New York. But he went to Columbia, I think, and then came here.
He was a good sports writer.
Yeah, he was. He's got a new book out.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of thick. He sent it to me, so I got that is something to read.
Is it about sports?
Yeah, and he kind of goes with the old cliche, life, how life imitates sports, or sports imitate life, I guess that would be it. Or maybe how life imitates sports, which would be the twist on it. Right? Right.
Didn't the Vikings make Sid the captain yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. That was kind of a nice
and
touch.
And they had
nice
all
tribute.
Kinds of stuff at the at the game. And
so I looked Sid at the...
Sid now has been to as many Viking games dead as I've been alive in the new stadium. Yeah. He's now tied me at one apiece. We've each been to one apiece.
Wait, you've only been to one?
Viking game.
Yeah. Which one was that?
The best one ever. The Bears stinkeroo at the end of the regular season a couple of years ago when they
Is that when we had the protesters hanging from the hanging from the roof? Yeah.
No, that was a yes.
I think it was, because I think it was New Year's Day.
Yeah, and they kept playing while these guys were climbing around.
They cleared
upstairs.
Out the section below, you know, you people that paid $1,000 for 3 seats or whatever it was.
People, but they kept playing with the people climbing around.
Okay, I looked it up again.
What?
The weather forecast for Augusta, Georgia this week.
Ooh.
Thursday, storms. Friday, rain. Saturday, rain. Sunday, rain.
Ooh.
Right now it's 81 degrees there and beautiful, but beginning
rain,
tomorrow,
rain.
It starts rain.
Is that because of tropical storm somebody?
It probably is.
I got a note from the there's this thing that gets sent around that from the management that they might get 10 inches of rain out of this next storm, whatever which one it is.
Mm. Oh, at your estate?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I don't think that.
That float away that place.
Hope not. I was a little. That's why when I was on the air on that Saturday before Maria took its right turn, I half price. Call me now.
You better get down there right now and you know buckle it down.
No, that's
I have hammers and I have nails.
We got the hurricane windows and the whole thing, but water, lots of water. We're on the main floor, so we wouldn't want the overflow.
Mm-hmm.
There's ponds all over that damn place. Hopefully they haven't had that much rain lately.
It's a nice place.
If you had to do repairs, would you have to take all the stuff out of the packaging?
Yes.
The tools?
His recycling bin would be full of plastic housing.
They're not in packaging, but they are They've been taken out of the box.
Okay.
But they're still brand new.
But they're sitting in a beautiful red case, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Like a violin.
Yeah, it is. Nothing
is untouched by human
hands. Might have taken a screwdriver out of there once because I'm pretty dangerous with a screwdriver.
Well, the clock. You know? What did you use to hang the clock? Was it just a hammer and a nail, or
I can't. The wife had to do that.
Okay,
I had to wait for her to get there. That we
clock.
She got this clock she wanted to put up, and then she went home. And like the next year, when we came back, she had to put. I said, "You put up that clock?" I said, "No, but it's sitting there on the counter, dear, waiting for a handyman like you to."
But things are calmer now. Things are good now.
Down there,
yeah.
I thought you meant at home. Well, I thought you meant at home.
They were going pretty good, I thought. But yeah. Then,
well, it's the game of flaws,
here.
Man. It rears its ugly head.
This one.
Hey, didn't I used to have a laptop?
She did have
in
a good question for me. I'm going to leave it at this because I don't want to get too much. She says, "Can't I be in a bad mood?" She said last night, and I said,
"Sure."
Oh yeah,
sure you can.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes. In fact, you're a professional.
And I don't know, I know that we weren't going to be able to play the concession speech by our president, Joe and Patton Rook, but we do have an announcement that just broke in relation to Pfizer announcing that the vaccine, what was it, Joe, that the vaccine Pfizer announced 90%?
90%.
With their testing so far,
yes.
They say it's been 90. What? By the way, what is successful? What's that mean, Joe? They're preventing
that means you won't. You get the vaccine and it prevents you from getting the COVID.
Yeah. And do we then expose you to it to see if
isn't
you're
that what a vaccine
it?
Does? Gives shoots a little flu in you when you get a flu shot.
Yes.
So this shoots a little COVID in you, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So our president wanted to thank Michelle Pfizer for discovering
good.
That.
Good.
So this is your favorite president, and I want to say a good morning to the 140 million strong people that voted for me, not to the 10,000 people that voted for Sleepy Joe. Well, it turns out Michelle Pfizer has announced today, by the way, she's not as hot as she used to be, announced that they have a vaccine that's 90%, which is all, you know, believe me, vaccine waters is not 90% there. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny that a week after they steal the election from your president, they announce, oh, we have a vaccine. I demand a revote. We're having a new election day, December 25th, on Jesus' graduation day. We're having a revote. Bye-bye.
Jesus' graduation day.
Oh. You think Trump world isn't saying that? We told you there was going to be a vaccine as soon as the election was over.
I said earlier today that I find it a tad bit coincidental, but you know, everyone's
didn't
got
we? We gave Pfizer hundreds of millions though to do this, right?
I think so.
That was it came through the president and his group
expedited. I mean. Yes.
Yeah. So what would be their motive?
I don't know. Get into this, Joe. You're rubbing against your mic, by the way.
Huh? Okay. Yeah.
Is that password working?
No, I'll try it one more time.
You want to slug you on?
I still have the same problem with the virus I've had all along.
What's that, Pat?
How do you know where it is?
Can't see it.
I know.
That's right. You can't see it.
I want a spray that you can walk in the house and psh, and if it's there, it lights up.
So much like what Dan Gladden said about Nishioka trying to see that pop fly in Cleveland, he can't see it.
Yes.
Yeah, same
That's
thing.
That's the trouble. I mean, it's there's no rational way that you can avoid it.
That's
can't
right.
avoid it.
That's
I
right.
don't want it getting in the, you know.
We'll do it after.
I mean, what do you do? I don't get it.
Well, but Pat, you're a mask wearer.
I wear it when I'm, you know, going
required
into,
to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what the hell? Why not?
Now, you're aware that Walls has made new announcements today.
But the cell phone tracing that people are upset about, I believe, is optional, voluntary.
Okay. But he also, I think he's also sending signals that we're facing
might be
more
shutting down the
shutdowns.
Bars again. Yeah. Right? I think that's. Is that going to is that happening around the country? Not in South Dakota, for instance, but I mean, is it
Nashville's open? Nashville's wide open.
Oh, I
Orlando's open.
I had an in-person report from Nashville on Friday night from somebody who was down there who said, "Yeah, old Broadway was about as busy as it could get." Oh, wow. He went into Tootsie's; it was hand-to-hand combat and minor mask wearing. So. Mm. So,
well, the masses are heading down there, and my reports are that it's all wide open. I don't know. They recovered from their tornado this year. They had the bad tornado, then the COVID.
Well, he said that.
Why were the celebrations on the streets okay? There was no social distancing there.
I don't know.
Or is it because people wore masks?
How about the Notre Dame football game when 15,000 people ran onto the field?
That was a hell of a game.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, it was a hell of a Saturday for Jane Cecilia McDonough of Waldorf, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Notre Dame beats Clemson. Irish Catholic beats Trump. Yep. She would have been very happy. I can't even remember. I know that my old man was a hardcore Republican later in life, but he voted for Kennedy because basically you had to.
Because you're Catholic.
Right. You're going to hell if you didn't. Right. So
plus the Democratic Party back then were more like the Republicans.
Oh yeah, well Kennedy was more of a hawk than Nixon in 1960 as far as
Kennedy
war
right
was
now would be a rock rib Republican conservative.
But a sane one.
A sane one.
Which would be, I don't think he would be feeding the red meat to the
it's
crowd.
It's unlikely.
Yes, but Notre Dame, I mean, back in the day, if you were a Catholic, you rooted for Notre Dame.
Right.
You know, just by instinct, I think. So it would have been a big day. How about that? That shocked me.
Well, they didn't have Lawrence, so that had a big deal.
I know, but the kid they got's five stars.
He's pretty good, too, yeah.
He looks like Dante Culpepper. He's huge, but...
Notre Dame's got a good
club,
though.
Yeah, but they had they were showing very little offense until this game, and then they moved the ball good. Kelly is... they just gave him a new four-year contract, and I haven't been that impressed with him, but...
Did I read right that they're playing in the ACC this year for football?
Yes, just because of travel, you know.
Sure.
They're not going to play Southern Cal for the first time, I believe, since the 1920s.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Who do the Gophers have next?
Iowa, Friday night.
Iowa looked terrible, and then all of a sudden they popped up and beat Michigan State bloody.
Look at the league. Maryland went into Penn State and dominated them.
I know. All of a sudden the Maryland loss doesn't look that bad for our Gophers.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but Tua's little brother...
Yes.
Is the quarterback for Maryland that gets mentioned occasionally.
I thought when I was watching a Gopher game last week, they mentioned that once in a while.
And you know who's good? I watched almost the entire Indiana-Michigan game. That quarterback for Indiana is a good football player.
You broke her down? You got hooked into
it? Is this the kid they got from...
Yeah, he transferred from somewhere. I can't remember.
Because their quarterback transferred to Northwestern.
Ah.
He's the Northwestern. They got like... these quarterbacks who moved around. But as I said, it appears that the Big Ten East is heading for that traditional Buckeyes-Hoosiers showdown. Indiana football, traditionally, considering the great basketball program, has been worst any. I mean, how they have managed to maintain their horse bleepness is pretty amazing. And this guy, you know how he got the job? That Kevin, the guy they hired from Oklahoma, Kevin, the offensive coordinator, got fired because he was too mean.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and this guy got it promoted. This Tony Allen, who'd never coached college football, never been a major college coach, got the job. And Tim Allen, and he's been good. So. Hmm. Yeah.
The Gophers will luck out Friday. 35 degrees and sunny.
Oh, really?
No snowstorm.
Okay.
Snowstorm.
When are we going to get snow?
Tomorrow, Pat. I think 4 inches or so. Tomorrow,
so my Thursday. Long-awaited fall cleanup is going to be stuck underneath the snow, huh?
Mm-hmm. I got all mine stuff put away Saturday.
Time out. Let's go a little further. What does your fall clean out? What does that entail? What do you do?
That entails a bunch of guys who I pay to come over and blow weeds leaves all over the place and put them in bags.
Pack them up and get them out.
So we don't have all that crap there in the spring, but it looks like they're not going to show up this year.
You know, I've never gotten into the whole leaf thing. so what? So there are leaves there in the spring. Big deal.
In fact, our guy Fred Aloni says leave them.
Yeah.
You're supposed to leave them because it helps the soil.
Yeah.
I don't like the look of them. Yesterday.
Save me money on mulch.
Yeah.
Mulch, as I've said before.
It's a scam.
Greatest scam of all time.
Right. You need it every year.
Yeah, right. And here's what the hell is just crap, you know? Put crap in a bag and charge idiots $15 or something.
Well, look at what Gino at Gerton's does. Bring your compost. You pay to drop your compost there. He redoes it, and then he sells dirt. And so it's a beautiful way to make money. You can't lose.
You know the worst thing about mulch?
What?
You got to get it next year.
Yeah, and
early.
I got to go get the bags. That's one of the few things that.
Yeah. How do you do it? You
that I actually do. Mm-hmm. And then I got to dump it out there, and we usually get somebody to rake it in. But
do you spot?
I got to do actual work on the mulch. Yeah. I don't like that.
No, you don't like that.
Do you have to spot your mulch? Like, all right, we need one for the garden bed over here. Then we're going to put one bag over there. You just leave them until you cut them open.
I'm pointed, yeah.
Okay, this is where we need it, and over here.
Yeah, I'm not really. I don't mind the dumping it out. It's a spreading it out.
Spreading it out.
I don't like that.
I don't big on that. Yeah. I'm not big on that.
You just cover everything. Because you have to go around the plants, maybe some hostas, maybe at, what do you call it, rose bush or the fountain.
Have you ever laid the bricks or stone for your own patio? Have you ever made a patio?
Yeah, you've done it a couple times, haven't you, Pat?
You mean me doing something?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Okay.
No. Have you ever, what's your history?
Have you tried that?
Hell no.
No.
I put it on
a patio once.
I'd kill myself. I'd lose fingers and stuff.
It looked like a cobblestone from, Europe in 1855, but it wasn't
You know,
quite
the
smooth.
People who built our house, whenever that was, and put some barriers up like this long thing, then you got the pool.
Yep.
They went for that Chicago brick.
Oh, yeah, that's famous.
Yeah, the trouble with it turns into powder after a while.
Oh, yeah, they get old.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't put Chicago brick in there. Put brick in there. That's my advice.
That's your public service announcement?
I ran into
what you got from the lawn and order?
I ran into my son and I were having lunch the other day, and we were leaving this guy. This couple said hello, and they said, "You know, Mike, he did your upstairs. He remodeled your upstairs." I said, "Oh, yeah, he was a great kid." I said, "He's great, but we put him out of business. He was, not financially, but he was just getting started. He was a friend of a friend of ours. And he went back to teaching school after he got done with Katie."
No,
he went back to teaching school. I said, "Is he still teaching?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah."
Was she a tough boss?
Well, she's not mean, but she wants things just the way she wants.
Contractor game of flaws.
Yeah. No, it's this. I want this here. She's a architect.
Meticulous? Is it meticulous?
Architect in her own mind. And it was, he said, "Yeah, this was fun, but I'm going to go back teaching kids."
See you later. See you later. Hey, Pat, you mentioned last week about Zimmer's excitement following the game.
Yes.
And so Randy sent in an email wanting to know what you thought since the Vikings rushed for 275 yards and what the coach might have done post game.
I think we can only get into that area of tastelessness once every other week.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think Zimmer's.
Does she attend the games, I wonder?
I would imagine.
I think, a lot of friends and family.
You can get friends and family in there. We still haven't let any of the public in, though, right?
Nope. And according to what we're reading, I don't think that's going to happen.
It doesn't look like it's going to happen now. So.
No, things are taking a dark turn.
Well, doesn't
we just reached 10 million cases in the United States?
Well, Michelle Pfizer's going to fix that, as we heard earlier.
That white gold?
Yeah.
Michelle
the country's heading for the great unknown. How about nothing is heading for the great unknown more than Sports World 2021?
That's right.
No kidding.
They have no idea.
Well, the NBA announced, December 22nd that they're going to start?
They're hoping.
Okay. It's all going to be pending this Michelle Pfizer.
Yes, it is.
Vaccine.
But then, once we get Michelle's, once we say this is the vaccine, takes a while to get 350 million
tablets.
Inoculations out there. I would imagine this is a shot, isn't it?
And then you've got people who won't take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they're going to keep the spread alive.
You've got a crowd in this country that won't take a vaccine.
Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah, line me up, baby. I'll take it.
Right. I want it now.
Well, I think you and I are old enough where we'll be good. We push these young punks out. We think we're in the first group? We're high risk, baby.
Yeah.
I got two risk factors, tubbiness and age. So I'm ready to roll. Let's go. They could have experimented on me. I don't care. I'm a easy guy to get along with.
Yes.
Well, I think we'll all be in for a different way that it's handled now with President Biden.
Yeah.
I think it'll be, we're going to respect the science.
We are going to be big on the science. You know who's got job security now?
Mike Osterholm.
Our guy Fauci.
Yeah.
He's going
to
be
there. You don't have to be looking over his shoulder every week?
Joe's going to have enough press conferences to have Fauci standing next to him. It's good for popularity. By the way, how many, we fired the defense secretary today, right?
Mark Esper.
I never really liked him. We never really clicked.
How many of those guys, the enemies list of people who weren't 100% on board? Can I give you a political theory?
Oh, boy.
Sure.
This is a serious political theory. I actually tweeted this out. Lindsey Graham and the rest of them who are saying, yeah, go get them, Don, fight for them, realize that they have two elections in Georgia, January 5th.
Which determine everything.
Control the Senate.
Yep.
And if the Trumpeters feel they have been betrayed and these guys did not fight hard enough mm-hmm. for Don having the election stolen from him and they don't show up, I don't like Lindsey being such a lapdog because, mm-hmm. 5 years ago he was speaking the truth about this guy before he ran for president. But I think they're savvy enough politically to know that if the hardcore Trumpers don't show up, they'll lose the Senate.
How much money is going to be spent on those two Senate races?
Unbelievable.
Really amazing.
Well, what was the figure just on his campaign? Was it his campaign? The record number
spent?
Well,
the other guy, Harrison, was spending millions. But then Lindsey, the last two, after they railroaded the handmaiden into the Supreme Court, the money came pouring in.
Railroaded the handmaiden.
Into the Supreme Court, yes.
You just mentioned your sainted mother,
yes.
Who would have loved that, too.
I don't think so.
Oh, she's Irish.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, she's Irish.
Yeah, yeah, but...
Tony Barrett.
I never found my mother to be that subservient to Richard.
No.
What the hell are you doing now, Richard?
Yeah. You know?
So, I don't know. What else we got? I guess we could go on politically.
Masters?
You got days of that. Oh, the Masters, yeah.
It's going to rain.
Oh, is it going to rain?
I just looked it up.
I thought you were giving me Fort Myers.
No, I've given you a... I was giving you Augusta, Georgia.
Here's the great thing, though. To cover that thing, Joe, mm-hmm. I pointed this out. 10.5 hours of daylight instead of 13.
Right.
So
they can't be teeing off at 3.
They can't be having the 3 p.m. tee off now.
It'll be dark there at 4 o'clock.
What time do they start? We lose the sun here, what, a little after 5?
I will look it up
tonight,
right now.
I think
it's later down there.
Sunset tonight, I believe, is 4:50.
I didn't know that.
Well... Matt, I think it's just right here on the old phone.
Right now, according to timeanddate.com in Augusta, Georgia, your sundown 5:28 p.m., sir.
So what time were they?
And the thing about that course, guys, is you get those low spots that mm-hmm. lose. So there's so many trees around you. When the sun goes down, that's it. You don't get that glow. You can't play. So they're going to – First time ever they have planned to tee off on 1 and 10. They're going to have to do it all.
Okay, 5:28 p.m. is 4:28 p.m. our time.
Right. Yes.
Right.
There you go.
When are we kicking things off? What's the date?
Thursday.
Thursday.
So it's at the 13th?
So they might be playing there until next Tuesday. Yeah.
Right.
6:57.
Any rain delays, and they can't get play. They can't get around plays. So unreal. What do you expect out of Aldrich?
Not a victory.
Boy, he's
motivated at the Masters, though.
I'd sure like to know what's wrong with Spieth, too. Boy, he can't even make the cut anymore.
No, he's terrible.
He missed the cut at Houston.
Four years ago, he said, the thing about him back in the day, he made every putt.
Right.
And he hit it, he hit it down the middle and hit it on the green and made the putt. But he's always been short. But I don't know. I'm interested in seeing Bluto.
Yeah, he might take it all the way.
4:10.
Yeah. Well, we said on 10 and 11, why can't he hit it onto the green?
Yeah.
It's all downhill.
Downhill, yeah. Unreal.
My favorite sporting event of the year. You know why? Because we know every nook and cranny of the course.
Yes, because it'll be interesting to see the fall colors rather than the spring colors, although they probably got their leaves on the ground by now, too,
I was going to say, there's nothing.
November.
I think they're past peak.
I'm sure they're past peak.
Past peak.
I wonder why didn't they play it 2 weeks ago?
I don't know, and puzzle me this. The field was set as though it would be the field for April.
Yes.
So this kid, the Mexican guy who won yesterday, for example, doesn't get to go to the Masters.
No. He's a good player.
Yep.
So do you see the fairways and the roughs with all fallen leaves that haven't been picked up yet?
No, I got a hunch.
They didn't get the guys out
sure
there yet.
I'm sure it's very well maintained.
I got
maintained.
A hunch they have those guys in the white.
Yep.
In the white pullovers, coveralls, jumpsuits, that have like demeaning descriptions on the back.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like maintenance, garbage.
Right.
They put the names on the back like, don't mistake this guy for anybody important here, So then the worst guys are the guys that got to do the toilet sanitation, that guy. Yeah, they won't, that's one thing they won't need. They won't need the usual thousand.
There's no people.
Yeah.
Not
the usual
meatloaf,
thousand.
Meatloaf or be the man or be the ball.
No,
whatever.
You the man. That's.
Still
that's,
you the man. That's what they're shouting out. Or what?
Maybe in the hole. In the hole has become more popular than
maybe
you the man.
Maybe the grounds crew at Augusta went and got ahead of things and hired Four Seasons Lawn and.
landscaping.
Yeah.
Mow and blow. Mow and blow.
That's not a good name.
Sue Ann's covering it for us. We sent Sue Ann down there.
What's the access like?
I got a hunch they're going to have interview rooms. I got a hunch that you would wear your mask, go to the interview room.
I doubt if the Pioneer Press is footing a bill for anyone.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
But you're going to stay to turn the lights
this
off.
This will be one of the few events so you don't have to just Zoom it, I would guess. I don't know. But I'm sure they probably won't have that big gaggle around a guy who's not among the leaders that comes off the green. Those will probably be Zoomed. But I think the leaders that they bring into the interview room and have the guy that says, hey, could you go through your card here? Yeah. Give us the birdies and the bogeys.
Well, wait a minute. Now you got me thinking. CBS is still hosting it, right?
Yes.
I think it's ESPN for the first 2 days.
Well, what are they going to do Sunday with football?
They're going to
Have the Masters.
They're probably farm it out, and they're probably farm out the early holes to
golf. Does CBS have a backup?
ESPN or whoever.
Well, they have a sports network. CBS has a sports network, but I don't know that
very few people have.
That's what I was just saying.
You know what I didn't have Sunday night on my, Saturday on my TV?
FS1?
YouTube. Well, I don't have them anymore, but I didn't have Big Ten Plus.
No.
I didn't have the Gopher game.
Huh.
That's right. They were on the plus.
When I was watching, I turned the Vikings game on in the garage yesterday.
He called me.
And it was in Spanish. I couldn't really follow it.
Football Americano.
Devin Cook. See, that's not even the right accent.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the hell.
Were you able to go get the proper language?
Then I had to press a button and was offered a variety of languages and found English and got her back.
You should have listened to it in Yugoslavia or something.
When Joe called me to inform me about this, what am I doing here? I ran over to his house and grabbed a little snippet.
Que por cierto tiene aquí.
Said I was here.
You remember this, Pat?
That's a fucking goal.
The Jim Tomey home run.
Oh, Jim Tomey!
Oh yeah, that's.
It's Oliva, and who was the play-by-play?
Oh,
what was his name?
Alfredo. I don't know. I say hello to him all the time. Yeah. I can't remember. I wrote something about it. Yeah, the Tomey home run.
I love that.
Jim Tomey.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than the Hawks call, which was Jim Tomey.
Yep. I got to go to the bank.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That's what he said.
Is that going to do it?
I got to go to the bank.
You just got
to
go. And Pat, why don't you sign off by welcoming our good friend, Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
Here is Josh Arnold. He has been warning us about uncertainty. Well, he'll have even better advice for you.
His name is Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk here in Garage Logic. Josh, basically, we don't know anything more today than we did 24 hours ago as it pertains to the presidential election. How have the markets responded in that regard?
Chris, very well.
Oh, good.
We've had another positive day in the Dow. And for the first time, we'll say 3 weeks, S&P 500, which is a broader measure rather than 30 Dow stocks, but a broader measure, is at 3,500. And for those people who may have been somewhat reluctant or went to all cash at that time and or waited, I would say you missed definitely a bottom, but you still have plenty of opportunity on the upside. The market is reacting with a high of relief that the election is over. There will be a winner at some point within the next week or two. The market is cheering stasis, that being one house controlled by one party, the other house in government controlled by the other, which would mean there's probably going to be not a lot happening. There will be no substantial changes in taxes. Some stimulus coming, but it may not be as big as some might have liked, but a stimulus is going to come at some point, and maybe we get some benefit coming from the government to help those that have been without jobs or whose businesses have been closed. Meantime, I continue to, we'll say, pound the table for the mega stock. I believe we'll continue to move up whether or not there is a vaccine coming sooner rather than later. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Google continue to be winners. Apple got a very nice kick because Qualcomm beat the numbers top and bottom and raised their guidance on 5G. Skyworks had done that previously. Technology continues to win. I would stick my money more in that, particularly large cap companies, to even look at some semiconductors.
Very good. And you should call Mr. Money Talk Josh Arnold today for a no cost, no obligation, 48-minute consultation. Josh is always going to give you straight talk and never going to give you sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call today at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold, we'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Wonderful. Thanks, Chris.
You got it, man.